Welcome to the Holy Church of God's Global Outreach Center. We pray that this gospel message will reach its mark into the hearts of the hearers, glorify God, lift up Jesus, and save the lost, that it will comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable and fully furnish us with a heart for God.
Who is like your God so mighty in battle? And who is like the Lord of hosts that commands the armies of heaven in your behalf, saith God? Who is like the Lord who will triumph and rule and reign upon the earth? And you are my people, rejoice and be glad, because who is like the Lord, saith the Spirit? Rejoice in the love that brought me to the manger. And rejoice in the love that took me to the cross. And rejoice in the love that will bring me back again to receive you and to take you away with me. My beloved, rejoice in the love, saith the Spirit of God. Do not let the enemy distract you. Don't let him deceive you, and don't let him defraud you of your right and privilege to come into my throne room collectively. Come together. Come as one and stand as one, and I will bless each of you as you all pray for one another. Yea, I will bless each of you. I will hear from my heaven. I will answer from on high. I will send angels. I will move mountains. I will part seas. I will cause walls to fall. Yea, pray. Mighty is the Lord in the midst of thee. Stand as one and pray and see the salvation of your mighty God, saith the Spirit of God. I'm going to teach your hands to fight and your fingers to war. I want you to achieve victory. Yea, for my great name's sake and for your own personal benefit, saith God. Yea, we both will rejoice. I rejoice in your achievements. I rejoice in your victories, that your testimony of me may go into all the world. Yea, pray together, pray as one, stand together, stand as one, and then stand still and see the salvation of your God, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Am I not mighty in your midst? And what can hold me back? Circumstances cannot. And Satan cannot. Only you can stop my hand. So why not release my hand to move, that you may be blessed and others around thee, and that my name may be glorified, saith the Spirit of God. Assemble together that I may bless you. Assemble together that I may use you. Assemble together, saith God, so that ye may be a church and a people that can be trusted with the souls of men. Souls are too precious to entrust to the unfaithful. I will not send revival where there is a not faithfulness. But I will send revival where the faithful ones cry out, Lord, use me. Lord, send me. And I will commit only to the faithful the precious seed, that they may teach others also. Let's pray before we preach. Because of the few that are faithful, my blessing rest. Because of the few that are faithful, my lampstand shines. Because of the few that are faithful, my hands still rest upon thee. Look not back. turn not to the right hand nor to the left, but continue and be ye faithful. For if you are faithful, you will be fruitful, not only in the fruit of the Spirit, but yea, in souls for my glory, saith the Spirit of God. I want to do mighty things in your life. Therefore, lift up your head. I want to do wondrous works in you. Give me your attention. Receive my correction in love. For why do you always draw back when I come to lead you to victory? Take hold of my hand and follow me, and I will go before you and lead you in triumph, saith the Spirit of God.